Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie with you for more than two decades. Shelley Kerr, PhD, has worked with thousands of people around the planet, helping them achieve greater peace and happiness in their own lives. A world-renowned past life regressionist, Dr. Shelley's methods of combining energy work with hypnosis has been endorsed by numerous leaders in the field of consciousness, including near-death experience pioneer Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Brian Weiss. She received her doctorate of philosophy in parapsychic science from the American Institute of Holistic Theology back in 2001, has been a regular guest here on Coast to Coast, and her latest book is called Past Lives in Ancient Lands and Other Worlds. Dr. Shelley Kerr, back on Coast to Coast. Hi, Shelley.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope you are, too.
I am doing great. It's great to be with you.
Great book, by the way. You hit a home run with this one.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your support of this one. I really appreciate it. I'm excited about it.
You deserve it. You did a great job. And what do we learn from the ancient lands that could help us today?
Well, there's so many things. When we dive into these ancient lands specifically, I think we get a lot more information about our soul, where we fit in history, what our purpose is, and just all kinds of things by diving in a little deeper in this book.
What made you decide to look at the ancient times?
I think it really began, like a lot of the projects that I've been working on lately, during the pandemic. Because we were, of course, locked down, and I had a group of students. And I was on Coast to Coast earlier. We were talking about that series that I did on the ancient Egyptians. And I was talking to students about the gnomes of ancient Egypt, which were the ancient city-states, the deities that were different maybe in Heliopolis. And then we talked about Memphis, Triad, Thebes, and Hermopolis. And when we would do guided imagery journey, and I would bring the historical context into the work rather than just taking people into regressions, the details that they were able to recall about their former lives were so much clearer and so much more specific than anything that I had ever experienced before. So I really wanted in this new book to start saying, well, everybody knows I loved Egypt, of course, but what if we went in and really started giving historical context to a lot of the different places in the ancient world, sprinkled in with some of the bazillions of stories that I've been hearing over the last 20-plus years, so that readers can really start to dive in and ask themselves, wow, you know, is maybe I lived here, or maybe this is intriguing, or and so we can find places where we need to heal And again, just trying to help people find out, like, who are you really at your soul essence based on the places that you've been in past lives?
Shelley, in addition to ancient Egypt, what other lands have we looked at here?
Here we've gone beyond that. The book is really begins at the beginning of history, so we start with prehistory hunter-gatherers in some very primitive settings. We go to Mesopotamia, Babylon, and the Persian Empire, which I've never discussed before. Of course, yes, Egypt, but I divide Egypt this time a lot more diligently, let's say, into the old, the middle, the new kingdom, into the Ptolemaic period of Cleopatra, one of our favorite discussions, I know. And then we go into the ancient Greece, but we also go into the Minoans, the Mycenaeans, ancient Europe, Celts and Druids and Vikings, the Americas. We have to talk about the Mayans, that's very popular, Peru and others in the Americas, ancient Rome, Asia, and Australia.
You talk a lot about past life regression in these works. How important is that?
It became very important to me personally years ago when I had unresolved grief, and I was looking high and low for relief from that, and it really helped me to come to a different understanding about difficulties that I was having in my current existence. I always get asked about this, like, aren't we supposed to be in the here and now and trying to make the best out of this moment? And I agree that we should be doing that. But I also had done some research about the idea that we're here minding our business, but these unwanted influences come in from different places, whether we're traveling or we meet people we've known in previous lifetimes and things like that. And so it brings up these opportunities for us to heal. And sometimes the source of some of our difficulties that we're facing in this life come from past lives, you know. We don't always look there first, but a lot of the people I've worked with over the years have, maybe it's a last resort, but they finally think, well, you know what, I'm having these difficulties, they don't seem to be getting any better, maybe we better try past lives. And so I think that's one of the reasons why people look at it, if it's something that needs to come up to help you heal, and yes, make this present moment the best that it can be.
Shelley, how difficult or how easy is it to get people ready for their past life regressions?
I think it depends on the person, but I've worked with so many people now. You know, everybody expects that if we're going to go into past lives that we need to be one of these super visual people. And so I try to speak with students and readers to talk them through the concept that not everyone is going to have really technicolored, vivid memories and visions and things. So sometimes we hear an inner voice, or sometimes we have inner feelings and thoughts. And so all of my guided journeys are in books, and things are divided so that we can start, you know, engaging with which modality. Do we see pictures? Do we have thoughts? Are we having feelings? The other thing in this book and others I've been trying to bring up is, if we're going to take the time to do these journeys and to go into the past, it's a really good idea to get a journal out. That could be an app in your phone, it could be a document, a paper journal, or even a few pieces of paper, just to write down some of the things that we're bringing up. And then just learning how to open the mind to imaginative thoughts, to creating relaxation, creating our sacred space in our physical world. And then I help people create like a space where we walk through a door and we go into a sacred space in their mind's eye, and then they keep returning to that space again and again and again, so it becomes very, very easy. But this is kind of like exercising a muscle. I mean, we need to get used to the idea and just continue the process of doing it. Becomes easier and easier over time with a little bit of prep work up front.
Shelley, dream experts recommend a journal, too, that when you wake up with a dream, write it down right away. Why does that work?
It is really strange, you know. The dream imagery is so foreign to our conscious mind that if we blink or go have a cup of coffee, it seems that it's gone, or we don't quite remember exactly how it is. So this is very, very similar to what we're talking about in the dream state. When you're in that trance state and I'm asking you different questions that you probably haven't been asked before, these pictures, thoughts, and feelings start to bubble up, very similar to dream imagery. And it is something that you'd want to take down and take notes of right away, because down the road you could be having a piece to a puzzle that's really going to unlock some kind of personal understanding for yourself. So it's good to keep track.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You've talked about virtual reality. Tell us how that mixes in with this.
Yeah, I started talking to readers up front as well about something that is, I guess it's a different way for me to be thinking about it than I would have 20 years ago, let's say, that one of the ways we're going to start remembering who we've been in past lives would be through watching programming, whether that's on the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, or whether that's even picking up a pair of virtual reality goggles. We can travel all over the world now in virtual reality, and we can start to find places that are either intriguing or maybe they're a little bit spooky. And virtual reality really gives us an opportunity to see things up close and personal in a way that we can't even do probably when we're visiting these sites, you know. And it can be very, very helpful for beginning the processes starting to open up the subconscious mind to all of the memories of past lives that are stored within the depths of the soul.
Why is there this apparent blockage of past lives in humans?
The Greeks believed that we dipped into a river of forgetfulness because the idea is that we want to come here as a blank slate and we want to learn lessons through experience. It would seem that if we did know all of the things that we had experienced as souls, maybe life could be easier. It might be more overwhelming. I mean, I have encountered a few people who believe that they did not dip into that river, and they do have memories of, they claim, when they were babies and things like that. But, you know, for most of us, we just simply don't remember. I think it also speaks to psychology. Psychologists believe that we can really only hold 7 chunks of information in our consciousness. So we would really get sensory overload. And I personally believe we're all having sensory overload right now anyway with all of the content that we're consuming. So there's just really only so much we can digest at any given time.
Why is it so important to go back and get those past lives?
If there's something that's really troubling you, or let's say we're at a crossroads, which everyone's going to be at some point or another, and we want to know what's next or what are my gifts and talents, you know. Sometimes we can't get in touch with these things just through three-dimensional consciousness in our current reality. And when we go back into the past, there's usually a story we're telling. So we can go back, let's say, I always tell people there's usually just 3 things we're working on: love and relationships, health or security, and abundance, prosperity, creating money. So let's say we're going for a relationship issue. We go into a past situation, and we can say, oh, my gosh, look, so-and-so is there. We're doing the same things in this past life, and we're doing them the same here. So if the things we're doing in the past are helping us and they feel beneficial, then let's keep doing more of them, and let's figure out how to do that. But as is always, or let's say quite possibly often the case, we need to make changes to that behavior. So by just getting up above a problem and seeing it through a different vantage point, we can come into the now, make those changes, and then move on feeling peaceful and moving forward in our lives.
Shelley, where does spirit guides or angels come in?
It is super helpful for people to connect with a guide or a guardian angel of some kind before going on these journeys. So when we're doing our setup, we're relaxing ourselves, we're walking through a doorway into a sacred space that we've created, and while there, we're going to meet with a beautiful angel, a guide. It could be an ancestor, it could be a deceased friend or loved one. It's just going to be somebody who loves you. They have your back. They know every single thing there is to know about your soul. And then this comes into play if people are having difficulties. Let's say they're not a visual person. Then their guide is going to go with them. And so we can ask the guide, okay, so what's happening here? Or the guide can show them things. The guide can hold their hand and take them through the journey. And it just makes it easier for people to process. And it's just very comforting.
Do we all have spirit guides or angels?
I believe we do, yes. And I think they've come in all kinds of different forms. I mean, people have deceased loved ones who look out as loving angels. I believe in guardian angels. I've seen mine in this space that I'm describing. And I think we have different spirit guides, beings of light, who are helping us, absolutely.
Well, sometimes miraculous things, Shelley, happen to people. And I do believe that the angels or guardian angels have stepped in to help that and make that happen. But there are cases where bad things happen to good people and no one steps in to help them. Why?
That is a great question. You know, I think that's a very big philosophical question. Like, why do bad things happen to good people? And I don't think any of us really understand that for sure. There's journeys in my book where we talk about taking people to a space before they incarnated in this current lifetime where they can meet with God, Creator, Source, and say, hey, God, you know, what is the plan here? What's the action plan for this thing that I'm getting ready to do in my current life? And so sometimes we can get those answers there. I do think that sometimes when we go through difficult times, we end up obviously learning lessons, and we definitely become more empathetic towards others in a way that I don't know that we would have been, because unfortunately, as I know you know, people typically learn better through having hard times. If we're having really good times, usually we're just sitting on the beach relaxing, but if something's challenging, then we tend to dig in and go on a journey to try to learn, and so I think it's one of the ways we learn, too.
You have keyed in on Lemuria and Atlantis. Tell us about that.
Yes. I love to talk about Lemuria. I first learned about Lemuria many, many years ago. I wrote a book about Hawaii, and there were stories about the lost continent of Mu, which was supposedly a fictitious place, but it was also in the ancient lore of the people there in island settings. And so in my career earlier, you know, I wrote a lot of books about gem and mineral healing. And so I wrote one about the Lemurian seed crystals with this idea that these Lemurians are some kind of interdimensional extraterrestrials who are coming through and they're bringing loving energies to planet Earth. The idea of Lemuria was, of course, popularized also recently by Edgar Cayce, who recorded a lot of people who had past lives in Lemuria. He said this was the civilization that predated Atlantis. It was also mentioned by Madame Blavatsky.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the Cayce readings, one of the things Edgar Cayce spoke about was the fact that there was a time when we were living as non-corporeal beings. We were just little space bubbles out in the universe, and then we decided to incarnate into this land of Lemuria. the idea being that this was a very peaceful space. Everyone was loving each other. Everything was harmonious. And then as Earth changes and different things migrated these beings to different areas, then I believe they've merged at some points with the Atlanteans, and then it gave rise to the Atlantean civilization, which was a different, more advanced civilization that had all of the luxuries in the world, but basically misused their power and were eventually destroyed. And this is also another big part of the Edgar Cayce life readings, you know, just warning people, I think, that Lemuria is like a utopia, something we might strive for, whereas Atlantis is more of that cautionary tale and the idea that many people who are living today may be reincarnated Atlanteans. And so we're back here on Earth. We're trying to see if we're going to do it right this time. And I certainly hope we do.
Is there an ancient land that is more important than another?
I think that would depend on each individual, depending on what it is that they're resonating with. One of the reasons why I'm proposing people go through this material a couple of times, when they read Ancient Lands and Other Worlds, if they could read it the first time kind of as an entertainment, then that's when it starts to stimulate the mind as to what information is interesting to me, what is making the hair on the back of my neck stand up and it's terrorizing me, and then they can start to tune in at a soul level to what is going to be important to them individually, and then go back and say, well, okay, well, now I want to dive into ancient Greece, or now I want to look at the Mesopotamians. So I think that answer has to be kind of an individual thing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.